That's right. It's the triumphant return of the most divisive segment in ticket history, Hints from Heloise. Hints from Heloise is a column to help you with your life. It is ripped and read from the Dallas Morning News. If you'd like to follow along, just flip open your paper laptop to page 4E of the Arts and Life section. And it's a very apropos. Given we talked about my little vacay. No, it's not a column about Dak Prescott or the...
I wonder what she thinks of him.
Or the pecking order of quarterbacks in this year's NFL draft. No, it is about travel, since I talked about taking my little vacay to your old haunt, Key West. She has a column dedicated to travel, people making plans for their summer vacations. You got any travel plans coming up?
Yeah. I should say it on the
air. All right.
For fear of backlash.
From?
Some musical journeys, some...
Oh, you're going to follow Fish for a month?
A month. Might be going to see him at Wrigley, though.
I thought maybe you were going to, Hedonism in Jamaica and do some swapping.
If that's where the British Open is being held.
Well, let's just dive right into it. This is going to help you as you plan your summer travel.
Okay, thank you.
To Hedonism or to fish at Wrigley or whatever the hell you do. Heloise writes... Here's what I do so that my clothes don't get too wrinkled when I pack them. Put the heaviest items in the bottom of the suitcase when it's picked up. Pack shoes sole to sole so the heel of one shoe touches the other. Fill shoes with socks, rolled up power cords, and the like. To protect your clothing, put the shoes in plastic shower caps or the plastic sleeves newspapers come in.
I disagree with much of what you just said.
How do you pack your shoes?
Shoes are inverted.
Yeah, you need to go toe to heel.
Toe to heel.
Like you need to have your shoes 69ing
exactly.
In your suitcase.
But
still sole to sole, right? Or soles out.
Soles out.
Soles out. But
yes.
Yeah, but you do need to wrap them in something, put them in a shower cap, put them in a plastic,
so you don't get
a Target bag or something.
That's fine.
So you don't get gum and
But if you
dirt
put
on your clothes.
Sole to sole, that's not a good use of space.
No. Yeah. Heloise, you're stupid.
That's just dumb. And then also, how can you put the heavy things at the bottom of the bag with today's, rolling?
Is she using an old school duffel bag or like a trunk that was on the Titanic?
Yeah. A big Louis Vuitton rolling hard trunk with drawers.
Yeah, with the padlock on top. I finally bought a real suitcase for this trip. It's such a life changer.
Does it roll standing up so you don't have to?
Yeah, it has the four wheels, the spinner.
That's the game changer.
And
you don't realize that your shoulder is getting all Romo'd out of whack.
Yeah.
When you're yanking it through the airport, but if it's standing on all fours and you're just gliding, it's like Jamiroquai everywhere.
Yeah, and I did plenty of suitcase shopping. Best places to buy suitcases are your Ross, your TJ Maxx.
Really?
Lots? Not so much Big Lots, but definitely Marshalls. Ross, Marshalls, TJ Maxx. And if you're going to do the spinner, look for the look for the spinner that has the has eight wheels, not just four.
What the hell are you talking about?
Double wheels at each corner.
Oh, at each corner. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, because those are sturdier. They're not going to snap off. Sometimes your single wheels, they'll snap off if you go on a rough street or something.
Those stores have brand names,
yeah,
but at reasonable prices.
Yeah, your $300 Samsonite for $89. Oh, Tuesday morning's another good place for suitcases. Dude, I shop the hell out of suitcases.
Where do you go? Do you go to places? A lot?
No. Well, I do travel some for business, but I'd never had a real suitcase.
Huh.
And you got to make sure, you know, the carry-on restrictions, you got to get the smallest possible bag, like the 21-inch.
I have the maximum allotted. Every time I pack, it is, you got to have everything to get it in there.
To cram it in the overhead?
To cram it in there. But it's legal.
Lucinda via text writes, "Dear Heloise, when my family travels, all of us bring our high-tech devices, cell phones, learning tablets, laptops, video game consoles, digital cameras. I am constantly trying to make sure we didn't leave any behind, so I put an address sticker on each one. Because if someone finds your tablet, they're going to send it to you in the mail."
Yeah. Is that what she thinks? I don't think that's how pawn shop go.
I think you're trusting people too much. Go to a Trump rally and then see if somebody will mail you your lost tablet.
That's actually an interesting little social experiment. Find something that has some value.
And then leave your name and address on it.
And then leave it at each politician's group get-together
and see which group
is the most trustworthy in returning your merchandise.
Yeah, but
ideally, you are one of them that is leaving their stuff. We all agree here. We're all here for Rubio. We're all here for Bernie.
Yeah, but it's not necessarily a scientific, because you're counting on the one person at that rally. You could find one person at any rally that would send it back.
I think if you put a feel the burn sticker on it, and then your name, and if lost, I mean, really obvious that I am one of you, and this is my laptop. Do you think any of them would find their way back home?
I doubt it, but I guess you have money to burn since you're going to buy six laptops.
Secondhand laptops.
For this experiment.
Secondhand iPad.
Olivia via Nashville writes, "Dear Heloise, when we go to visit my relatives who live far away, we sometimes get bored in the car. My parents ask my brother and me to make up stories about some of the cars, houses, and buildings we have seen. It's really fun." Have you ever done that, though? Like if you're on a long road trip with your significant other or your brother or whatever, and you see somebody like a really trippy looking dude pass you, or you pass him on the freeway, and you say,
"There's Phil."
You make up his backstory.
No,
you never do that.
That sounds like a very sorority thing to do, but no.
I mean, it's a better bit than Olivia's stupid thing of making stories about houses and buildings.
We sororities are very highly skilled at the flag game. So let's say you're driving from Austin to Dallas.
Is that like hate crimes?
Nah. Less like that. More patriotic.
Oh, okay.
So you get a point for every American flag that you see anywhere from
the cars. You should get 1,000 points for every American flag.
Okay, but it's the same thing.
You're just not patriotic.
No. It's 1 point or 1,000 points. It's still the same. It doesn't matter.
It doesn't matter to you, but it matters to Americans.
If you do decide to play this game, though, and you go by a car dealership where there's like one on every antenna of every car, that just counts as one. That's my hint to you.
Okay. So let's look out for the flag game on your next road trip. D writes, "Dear Heloise, I book our reservations online for family travel, and I've learned it's important to do a few things to be sure all goes well. When I make the reservation, I save the email response. Sometimes, especially for hotels, I phone just to confirm the reservation. I also get the exact address of the hotel because there are usually several with the same name in the city." So you save the confirmation email that the hotel sends you.
But then also,
and then
call.
you have to send that to Heloise, just in case other people are stupid enough to not save their confirmation email. You know, I really do. I plan trips well in advance, but then I forget about them, and so it's always a mad scramble. Like when I get somewhere to look up the confirmation email in my email folder that I save all that stuff in, and clicking on the hotel link and then clicking on their contact map to tell the Uber driver where to go.
You want a hint from Cash?
Yeah.
Whenever I plan that trip, I plan everything at that time. My flight, my hotel, my rental car. And at the same time, I print out a hard copy and staple all of it together. And I've got a drawer in my desk just for upcoming travel.
You're a nerd.
So that when that day comes or that week comes, I don't even have to think about it.
I just
on my
go
way out
into
the door,
your file folder, your accordion file of massive trip plans.
I just throw it out when I'm done. There's always a pack or two in there.
You're so fancy.
I am fancy.
Last one here. Dear Heloise, writes Jan via email, my family loves to travel, and I have read that germs can remain on surfaces for hours. When we get into the room, I wipe sanitizer all over the TV remote, phone, faucet, and door handles. Also, I swipe it over bathroom counters just to be sure. Jan sounds like a lot of fun on vacation.
Think she has a lot of unprotected sex?
I don't think she has any sex. I have heard, though, that the TV remote is the filthiest thing in the hotel room.
Depends on where you put it.
And the first thing I do is, you know, a lot of times nowadays in the hotels, they'll have like a comforter, and they'll put like a sheet on top and bottom that change every day.
Bottom.
You know, they basically make a comforter sandwich, a bedspread sandwich.
A bed pie.
Yes. But if it's like one of those, you know, duvets or bedspreads
that
are on the bed all the time, those never get washed. So I immediately
burn that.
I use tongs and pick it up and hurl it into the corner.
I want a picture of you doing that so bad. Just whipping it across the room.
Yeah. And then little dried specks of DNA hover in the air, and I breathe them all in on accident. So
like
it kind of defeats the purpose.
I'd like to thank you for bringing Hints from Heloise back.
You're welcome. I feel like it kind of fell flat because Heloise didn't really do a really good column. It's not my fault.
No, she did great.